Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Vamos Avchav Vav, and we're starting about the eighth line with the words of Rechiah Barashi. And today's Avos sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarbas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Shama Shet Havin Aliyah. So he just said in the Gemara that people, humans, are able to give birth in a shortened amount of time, meaning the pregnancy does not have to go full term with full 30-day months. It can be shorter than that. So now we discuss animals, and this comes out with a story. Rechiah Barashi Hava Yosef Kumi Rav. Rechiah Barashi was sitting in front of Rav, and Chamisei Mivas. Rav saw that he was Mivas, which literally means scared. It means he was just worried, anxious about something. So Amal, he asked him, Ma'okain, what's going on? Amal responded, Chamarti Ma'abra, my donkey is pregnant, Vihi by Melid, she has to give birth, and Vana by Mirabta Adloit Tetstanin, and I have to mate her with a male so that she doesn't cool off. It's unclear what exactly was needed to be done, because if it was already pregnant, why does it need to be mated with a male? Either which way, he was worried about his donkey giving birth. So Amal Rav asked him, Emasai Alala Zachar, when was it that the male was mated with your donkey in the first place? So Amal told him, Vihain Palon, on this and this day. So Vachashav, Rav thought about it, Amal, and then he told him, Baihi Ad Kedain, it needs up until this point, meaning anyway, it's not time for it to give birth, so you don't have to be worried. And Vitoni Kane was taught like this, a donkey, even if it's going to give birth early, it's not going to give birth earlier than the days of the lunar year, which is 354 days. If it gives birth late, meaning it's a long pregnancy, it's not going to give birth later than the days of the solar year, which is 365. In other words, Rav was telling him, you don't have to be worried because your donkey is not going to give birth before day 354 of its pregnancy, so you have some time. Says the Gemara, the following member of Rabbi Shimon Levi is definitely not like what we just said. He tells a story, the female cattle of the king, which is referring to Antoninus, the Roman emperor, who was close to the Rebbe, they became pregnant. How so? They mated them with oxen from Rebbe's house. Some of them gave birth now, and some of them gave birth after time, which means even though the regular pregnancy of a large animal, such as a cow, is 9 months, some of them gave birth earlier, some of them gave birth later. So we see from here that Rabbi Shimon Levi is not like what Rav is saying, because Rav said this donkey is going to give birth no earlier than 354 days and no later than 365 days, and that's just an 11-day difference. So we see that they give birth on time, not in a very loose time period, like what seems like Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying. Answers to Gemara, actually they could be agreeing. It's just that kama behema tayra, kama behema tameo. This is referring to a kosher animal, though I was referring to a non-kosher animal. Rav was dealing with a non-kosher animal that does not give birth earlier than 354 days, as opposed to kosher animals could give birth earlier than that. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? We have a pasuk that says, Hayadata eis ledes yale salav gaimer. Do you know the time when the yale Salah, which literally means the mountain goats, do you know when they're going to give birth? Another pasuk tells us, Tispar Yerachim Tamalene Viadata Es Letana. Do you count the months and when they become full to know when exactly they're going to give birth? Meaning we see that even kosher animals, Yale Salah, mountain goats, they don't give birth early. Then next two words are not part of the Girsa. And the answer is, then Ochaya Tahira Kibahema Tamea, a kosher wild animal, Ochaya, which is a mountain goat that's considered a wild animal, is definitely not domestic. So that's like a Behema Tamea, a non kosher animal. So still they could all be agreeing. Now we go back to discuss our Mishnah, which had told us the general rule is that when a woman is either divorced or her husband died, she has to wait 3 months before getting remarried. But then we had a machlokes exactly when this applies. What about if there's no fear that she was pregnant? For example, if she was only arusa. What about other situations? Something where it now clarifies different shitas. Reb Meir, who is a Tana Kama, chashish legitin, he's chashish only for case of gitin, which means if the woman was divorced with a get, so then he's chashish, she has to wait 3 months. That's even if she wasn't able to have a child. For example, she was a ketana and she got divorced at that stage, so she's not able to have a child. Nonetheless, if a woman was divorced with a get, she has to wait 3 months. And that's the only time she would have to wait. He's not worried about what the next Tana is, namely Rabbi Yehuda Chashish Levlad. Rabbi Yehuda's Chashish only for a child, which means if there's a possibility that this woman is pregnant from her previous husband, that would be, let's say, a regular woman who got divorced, her husband died, or in the case of somebody who was Ma'anes her, so there is a possibility that she's pregnant. In these situations, she would have to wait 3 months. But any case where she can't possibly be pregnant, she would not have to wait 3 months. And our third Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Chashish Legitin Ulevlad, Rabbi Yehuda's only Chashish, both in case of get and a child, which means only if she received a get and she could potentially have a child, so then she has to wait 3 months. But if she didn't receive a get or if she can't potentially have a child, so then she wouldn't have to wait 3 months. Now, further clarifying, she is Rav Meir. In Tamar, the lesser Meir Chashish Legitin, if you want to say that Rav Meir is not Chashish for Gitin, meaning he doesn't hold what we said that he does, so then take out the next word, Arusa is Yonasu Miyad. A woman who's an Arusa should be able to get married right away because she can't possibly be pregnant if she's only an Arusa, so she should be allowed to get married right away. But Rav Meir, who's the Tana Kama, does not hold that and says an Arusa has to wait 3 months. And must be, as we just explained, there of Meir's only Chashish Legitin, that if she got divorced with a get, she has to wait, and that's again, even if she can't possibly be pregnant. We discussing Rabbi Zair says, B'Shem Rugdula, Mima Enes, Ainu Tzuichal Hamtin Shalash Chadashim. If she did Miyun, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. We know that Miyun is when we have a girl who's a Ketana, she was married off by her brother or mother, she could just walk out of the marriage as long as she's a Ketana, so she doesn't have to wait 3 months. However, Hayetz Beget, Tzuichal Hamtin Shalash Chadashim, if a woman, even as a Ketana, was divorced with a get, she does have to wait 3 months, and Adam Yisrael Rameir, this is a clear right for a mayor. according to Rav Meir Chashal Gittin, Rav Meir says the chashash is a get. So if she received the get, she has to wait 3 months. But in the case of Mian, where she didn't receive a get, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Now Rav Bas says b'shirav Abar Yirmiya Anusa in tzeich l'avdin shlish chadashim. If she was violated, she doesn't have to wait 3 months, and that's because she's mishapechas. She turns over and she does a move that causes the zera to come out of her. Therefore, she's not going to become pregnant from this, so she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Now Masayel Rav Yosi. This is a clear right for Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi Chashal Gittin Ula Vlad. Rav Yosi's chashash for Gittin and Vlad. And over here, since there's no chashash that she's going to have a child, because again, as we just said, she's mishapechas, so she doesn't need to wait 3 months. And continue something similar. Tanu, we have a brisa, hagiyaris vashvuya vashivcha, a woman who's a giyaris, she's a convert, or she's a shvuya. She's a regular Jewish woman who's captured by non-Jews, or a shivcha, which is a non-Jewish maidservant. And what happened to all these three women? Sheniftu, they were either redeemed, that's referring to the shvuya. Mishenizgairu, she became a convert. Mishenishtachru, or they were freed, that's a shivcha, this non-Jewish maidservant was freed, and that makes her a full-fledged Jewish woman. So tzvichzlam shlish chadashim, they do have to wait 3 months. They were Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's because all of them are suspected of having had relations before their status changed, as we have to wait 3 months to make sure that there's no vlad. However, chafav is on top. Rabbi Yosi says ainon tzuchas lahamtin. They don't have to wait 3 months because Rabbi Yosi is not chayshir vlad. Now continuing with another machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Uvedamim. What about regarding blood? This goes back to discussion we had on the previous daf, namely regarding dam nida, and we had said that if a regular Jewish woman sees blood, so not only is she tamei now, but we also are retroactively metamei things that she touched, and that's because we assume the blood was here even before. And so what about these women specifically regarding giyaris? Before she becomes a convert, she's not Jewish, so her blood isn't tamei. It's only afterwards that her blood has the status of dam nida, and she would be tamei and metamei other things. So what about this case? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says metamei eis la'eis. She's metamei eis la'eis, which means 24 hours. In other words, when this giyaris sees dam on the first day, right when she became a giyaris, she's not only tamei and metamei things from now, but also going back 24 hours. Now, even though 24 hours ago she wasn't a Jew yet, let's say she only became a Jew 10 hours ago, so everything that she had touched from the moment that she became a Jew until now, again, that would be 10 hours in our example, so that's tamei. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Dayashaita. It's only from now and on she's metamei things, and that's because since we can't go a full 24 hours back, so we only start from now. So you see this double machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda bedamim, v'divrei Rabbi Yisrael bevlad. It's seeming to go like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of blood, and like Rabbi Yisrael in the case of a child. Now, Amar Chanina Breda Ravo, Abba, my father, Rabbi Avo, Havalei Ovda, he had a situation that was brought to him regarding one of these cases, asking, do they have to wait 3 months for her to get married? And Vishalach, he sent a message, Shal, Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ami, he asked this as a question to Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Ami, and Vahirun like Rabbi Yosef Bavlad, they paskin that we go like Rabbi Yosef in the case of the child, and she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Ask the Gemara, why did he even need to ask about this? Deloy kein manan amrin. Without this, what would we have said? Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yosef, ain halacha Rabbi Yosef, when we have machlekes Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yosef, is the halacha not like Rabbi Yosef? We know that anytime there's machlekes Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. So why did Rabbi Avo even bother asking about this? El, or rather, must be begin to amar Rabbi Nirin. It's because Rabbi had said Nirin, that it's seeming, it makes sense to go like Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, you might infer from that that it's seeming to go like Rabbi Yosi, but we don't actually paskin like him. So maybe that's why Rabbi Avo asked, but that can't be because like in amar Rabbi Bishem Rabbi Zaira, didn't Rabbi say the name Rabbi Zaira, kol makom shana Rabbi Nirin. Anytime Rabbi says the word Nirin, adayin machlokes b'mkayma, the machlokes is still in effect, chutz me'igal shal devela, except for the case of igal devela, which we're not going to get into, dain ma'di l'dain, v'dain ma'di l'dain, that each one agrees to the other one. Bottom line is, since Rabbi said the word Nirin over here, it's still machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, and we know that every time I machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So remember with our question, why did Rabbi Avo ask who we go like? It should be obvious that we go like Rabbi Yosi. And we continue discussing this on Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi the Amira says, "Kashasa kumir Chanin Breid Ravo." I asked in front of Rabbi Chanin Breid Ravo as follows: "Afilu davar barish nevelu." Does Rabbi Yosi the Tana hold that you don't have to wait 3 months, even in a situation when we know for sure that the woman was nival? We know that the woman for sure had bia. Let's say, for example, we know for sure that this shifcha had bia before she was freed. Does Rabbi Yosi really say in that case that she doesn't have to wait 3 months? So Amar Lehi responded to him, "Ustam gayus like a beulah sayin." Isn't a stam non-Jewish woman considered automatically to be like a beulah? We know that stam non-Jews are automatically assumed to be Zionists, that they have bia with whomever they want, and nonetheless, Rabbi Yosi said that when she becomes a giyaris, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. And so we see he's not chayshish for this. We can discuss Yom Rav Amar. He says that also of the kumi Rabbi Yochanan, one of these situations came to Rabbi Yochanan, v'hayir Rabbi Yosi, and he passed like Rabbi Yosi. But v'havar Rabbi Lazar mitzdar. Rabbi Lazar was bothered by this. Amar, he said, shavkin stam of avdin kechidaya. He's leaving the stam and he's going like a das yachid. Common our Mishnah is brought as a stam, as just a regular plain opinion without an official name attached to it. And then Rabbi Yosi is brought as Rabbi Yosi. And we know that we always go like the stam, which is the Tanakama, because it's not just one person. The Tanakama very often refers to the majority. Many chachamim are the Tanakama. So Blazer was bothered. How could Rabbi Yochanan pass like Rabbi Yosi, who's a das yachid, and not go like the stam, not go like the Tanakama, who does require waiting 3 months? However, Ashkach Tani Lar Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rav Meir, he found that Rabbi Chiya taught this in the name of Meir, meaning the Tanakama Kama of our Mishnah, which we've been explaining really all along, is Rav Meir. So even though it's listed as Stam, it's really Das Yachid as well. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon could pass like Rabbi Yasi. Katsham Allah, the Tony Lur, Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rav Meir, when he heard this, the Rabbi Chiyah taught the Rashi of the Mishnah like Rav Meir. Amri commentated, Ya'o Saba Yada Pirka Garmei, that's the proper gear saw. The Saba, the elder, referring to Rabbi Yechonon, he knows how to protect himself. In essence, he knows what he's saying, and that's how he's able to pass like Rabbi Yasi. Now, Rav Mana, Ba'akum Rav Yudon, Rav Mana asked him for Rav Yudon. Taman, Amr Chiskia, quoting Rav Obashir Blazor, the Kal Makam Shishon, Rabbi Machlokes Vachazar Shona Stam. Anytime Rabbi teaches in a Mishnah that we have a Machlokes, then he teaches that same discussion as a Stam, meaning of Machlokes and any din between two different Tanaim, but then that same topic that's being argued about in one Mishnah is just mentioned as a Stam opinion in a different Mishnah. Halachic is Stam Mishnah, the Halach is like the Stam Mishnah. And Machat Amar Hachin over here is saying this, meaning it's good that you're saying that the Stam Mishnah over here is Rav Meir, but at the end of the day, it's still being listed as a Stam. Therefore, how can you pass like Rabbi Yasi against the Stam? It's Machlokes Vachra Stam. We have this opinion listed as a Stam over here, so he has to pass like the Stam, and he shouldn't be able to pass like Rabbi Yasi. So Amalehi responds to him, Loi Rebbe Dil Macharon Amar. Who says that this is Rebbe that said this? Maybe it's somebody else who said this. Maybe it wasn't Rebbe. And therefore, you can't apply the din of Machlokes Vachach Stam. The Halach is like the Stam. However, the response to that is really the opposite. The Kavach Chaimer tells us that for sure he shouldn't be able to pass like Rabbi Yasi. Why is that? Because Min Mahin Tashan Rebbe Masnis Machlokes Vachazar Vashon Stam Halach Stam. From that which you just said, that if Rebbe himself taught a Mishnah as a Machlokes, and then he himself taught another Mishnah which is a Stam, the Halach is like a Stam. So Atar Deloy Ashkach Rebbe Masnis Machlokes. If you want to say that we have another place where the Machlokes is being listed, but that wasn't Rebbe that taught it. Elachayrim Shana Machlokes. Somebody else taught that as the Machlokes. V'Rebbe Shana Stam, and then Rebbe comes along and teaches a Mishnah Stam, like Kol Shekainte Halachik Stam. Shouldn't we say for sure that Halach is like the Stam? Because Rebbe himself never even taught it as Machlokes. So of course that Halach should be like the Stam. Back to our original issue. Our Mishnah over here is a Stam. So how can you not pass like it? How is he able to pass like Rabbi Yasi? And we see the same idea expressed similarly. Also Rav Chizkia, Rav Achur Yaakov, Rav Shin Baraba, and they said B'Shem Blazer, Vafilu Shana Achir Machlokes, Rebbe Shana Stam. Even if others taught it as a Machlokes and Rebbe taught it as Stam, Halach is Stam. Halach is like the Stam. So bottom line is V'lamahu Maru like Yichida. So why do Rabbi Yechon pass like Das Yachid like Rabbi Yasi? So Mishmal Baraniya says B'Shem Rav Acha Hadol Detemar B'Shein Machlokes Eitzel Stam. That's only said that we go like the Stam when in the Mishnah where the Stam opinion is listed, there's no Machlokes. There's just one opinion and it's said as a Stam. Avol Miyesh Machlokes Eitzel Stam Loi Bida Halach is Stam. If there's a Machlokes in that very same Mishnah where the Stam opinion is brought, so then we do not say over there that the Halach is like the Stam, and that's like our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah is brought as a Stam opinion. Still, there are other Man De'Amrim mentioned in that Mishnah, which means our Mishnah itself is a Machlokes, and so we do not say that the Halach is like the Stam in that case. Now, continue to discuss this idea of Machlokes and Stam and how we paskin. Rabbi Yisrael Bon says, B'Shem Rav Acha, Hadad Tamar bin Yachid Eitzel Yachid. This is only with a Yachid and another Yachid. Avol B'Yachid Eitzel Chachamim, Loi B'da Halach is Stam. If it's a Yachid against Chachamim, so then we do not say the Halach is like the Stam. And Rabbi Yechon, he says, Kol Makom Shana Stam Mishnayis, anytime we have a Stam Mishnah, where we have opinion of just the plain Tana Kama, the Rabbanon, that's a Rabbanon in general, the majority of the Rabbanon. Until it's expressed clearly who the Rav is. Rubai over here doesn't mean the majority, it means who the Rav, who the Tana is. In other words, you could always assume that the Tana Kama is the majority, unless it's stated explicitly that the Tana Kama is one particular Tana. Now Rav Shem Bar Lakashimer, he says, Kol Stam Mishnayis Rav Meir, all Stam Mishnayis are Shitas Rav Meir, until it's clarified that it's not Rav Meir and that it's somebody else, or it's the majority, it's just a whole bunch of opinions together being listed as a Tana Kama. Now Rav Zera, Kumi Rabbi Yosi, he further clarifies, Lord Rav Shem Lakish Palig, is that the Rish Lakish is arguing on Rabbi Yechonon, Chavzayin Homer Alpha on top, El Du Chami Rav Stam Mishnayis Rav Meir, it's just that he saw as he went through the Mishnayis that the majority of Stam Mishnayis are Rav Meir, such what he's commenting on, you should know that usually the Stam opinion of a Mishnah is Rav Meir. Now, continue to discuss what Rabbi Yechonon just mentioned, anytime we have a Stam opinion listed in Mishnah, you automatically assume that it's the Rabbim, that it's many Chachamim, Achi Yifar Shalai Rabbi, until it's clarified that it's one particular opinion. Rav Zeir Ba Kumi Rav Mana, Rav Zeir Sefron Rav Mana, Hey Denu Rabba, which Rav does this have to be? In other words, when somebody says that this Stam opinion in the Mishnah is not the majority, it's not the Rabbanon, it's one particular Tana, what does his source for that have to be? Rabba de Masnisa or Rabba de Lepana? Does it have to be that he heard this from his Rebbe, that he has a Mesaira, that this Mishnah is really one particular Tana, or could it just be Rabba de Lepana, that he's able to say this based off of his learning? Olpan is a lashon of learning, that based off his Svara and everything that he knows, he says, you know what, this Mishnah must be this Das Yachid. How does it work? So Gemara suggests, Lel Smilso de Blazer Amr Rabba de Masnisa, isn't the following memo from Blazer that we had in the previous Amud clearly show us that in order for a Stam Tana to be just one Tana and not the majority, it has to be Rabba de Masnisa, it has to be that this is heard from somebody who has as a Masaira, because what did we say on Amud Aleph? Katsham with the Tony Lar Rav Chiyah B'Shem Rav Meir, when he heard that Rav Chiyah had taught the Reisha of our Mishnah in the name of Rav Meir, Amar he said, Yo Saba Yadir Pirka Garmei. Meir. Remember, that was the Girsa. And so we see that he quoted Rav Chiya as saying that the Reish is Rav Meir, and that is Rabbah de Masnisa. That's a real source. That's not just based off of his learning or his Sfarah that he thinks that it probably should be like that. However, the Gemara says, not a Raya, Namar Ulpan. We can technically say that just based off the person's learning that he's able to say that this Stam Tana is a particular name and it's not the Rabbanon. And the reason why this that we just quoted is not a Raya is because Kabul bin Rabbah de Masnisa, it could be that this is the Messiah he happens to have regarding this Mishnah, Kadshama the Tani Lar Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Meir, because he had heard that Rav Chiya taught in the name Rav Meir, but Lav Dafka, that this is a Raya, that this is the only way you're able to say that a Stam Tana is one particular Tana, is because you have a Messiah, Lav Dafka, that's a Raya from here. We're starting for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these 3 months waiting period before getting remarried, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.